all you Skins fans. Welcome back and a happy holidays to you. Once again, it's your man Big T bringing you the Redskins Roundup right here at iSportsCaster.com. What can you say? Another week, another big Redskins win. I gotta tell you, they're impressing me. I never thought we'd see this happen, but so far they've managed to do it. Since their backs were against the wall, they've come out strong, and so far they've ran the table. You all saw it. We all loved it. Big, big, big Redskins win over the Giants at home. For the second week in a row, the Skins welcomed in a tough divisional opponent to home and walked away with the win, ironically enough scoring 35 points both times. I gotta say, the only hitch in the master plan was Carolina not being able to get it done against Dallas this week, because if they had, it'd be a moot point what goes on next week because the Skins would be in. But there's no point in living for the ifs and the what could have beens. We got to focus on the key things. We've done our part. We're winning out strong. Minnesota falling to Baltimore and Atlanta falling to Tampa Bay helps because that's two players out of the game. It all comes down to week 17. And if you're like me, you got to feel good about the Skins' chances going into Philly next week to finally seal the deal. The Giants game across the board, total team effort. From the 43-year-old legend lineman himself, Ray Brown, stepping in for Randy Thomas, to Clinton Portis getting in the touchdown throwing act, to Santana Moss keeping up with the touchdown catching act, everybody did what they needed to do to get that one done. I'm going to level with you and I'm going to be honest, because I don't think I was the only one. But when Brunell took that shot to the knee and we saw Ramsey come in, my heart fluttered a little bit. I did get a little worried. I wondered how he would be able to step in cold and maintain the flow that the Skins had going at that point in time. Hats off to Patrick. Great game from him. Controlled the ball well, didn't make mistakes, threw for the touchdown. Clinton Portis had a great off-end run there to seal the deal. Hats off to everybody involved, but I want to say especially to Patrick Ramsey, who a lot of us Skins fans probably had thrown under the bus after, you know, he became an afterthought after the way Brunell had stepped back up this year. Patrick came through strong this week. That's exactly what you need in a backup quarterback, especially in today's NFL. Your winning teams are going to have two solid quarterbacks, and I feel a lot better about our situation in that department after this past week. So heading into Philly, I don't think it's going to matter if it's Brunell or if it's Ramsey, because I think whoever steps in behind center and takes those snaps is going to get the job done. We're going up against the Philly team that we all know is a bit depleted at this point in time. They don't have Donovan. They don't have the human wine box T.O. You know, they're banged up, and fortunately for us, they're banged up at a time that could really play out to our benefit. Now, that being said, don't sleep on this game. It's still a divisional game in a very, very hostile environment. There might not be a more hostile place to play than Philly. From the team to the atmosphere to the fans who are just renowned, you know, especially this time of year we think of Christmas and Santa Claus and naturally the Phillies booing of Santa Claus. The Skins are going to have to be cognizant of the fact that while they may be the favorite team and, quite honestly, the stronger team in this matchup, this game is not going to be given to them on a silver platter. It has to be another strong team effort across the board in order to close this thing out. But, you know, even if you don't want to look at it from that perspective, I think everyone wants to see the Skins go in, and like they have especially the past 2 weeks, click in all facets of the game. From special teams coverage to the defense to the offense, you want to have that momentum and that continuity across the board from the 53rd man to the first man, feeling ready to go, hopefully rolling into the playoffs. And now to take a look at some of the things that are going to contribute to the Skins being able to keep on clicking, we're going to take it over to Big T's three keys. Key number one for the Skins, continue with the offensive output. Clinton Portis is coming off four straight 100-yard games, that's eight total for the season, and the past 2 weeks have really shown that the Skins have dedicated themselves to the run game, and it's paying off in spades. They can continue to get Clinton Portis the ball and get him to be a productive back who's putting up the yards. We're going to continue to make defenses play honest, which is going to spread the field and open up the receiving game, not only for Santana Moss, but as we've seen in the past 2 weeks, Chris Cooley is also becoming a very viable threat for Brunell or Ramsey, whoever's going to be in the pocket next week. Now, with the success the Skins have had the past 2 weeks, the natural concern is that they're going to get a little bit of a big head, a little bit of a feeling of invincibility, and that leads us into big key number two. Put your foot down and get to work. Don't even think about the past 2 weeks. 35-7 and 35-20, those are gone and done. You're coming in 0-0 with 60 minutes on the clock, and you have to play like your playoff life depends on it. Because you know what? And coming off of what we just talked about in key number two, is the final big key for this game against the Eagles in Philly, grab the golden ring. It's a cliched term, but I think you know what I'm saying here. Myself included, not too long back when the Skins were sitting at 5-6, didn't think there'd be any way the Skins would have found themselves in this position. But as a credit to the coaching staff, the team, everybody involved with the organization, they have picked themselves up, they strapped on their work boots, and week in and week out, they have come out and done what they needed to do to give themselves a shot. They now have that shot. What they have to do is go out and finish it and take it. Well, folks, what can you say except it's a really exciting time to be a Skins fan right now. We're looking at the playoffs. First time since 1999. You got to be jazzed about that, and you got to like the matchup. It's going to be a tough game. It always is in the division, but I think the Skins are right where they need to be. I don't think, like you mentioned in the keys, that Gibbs is going to let those guys get the big head. They just need to be aware of it. So, here's the hoping one more time the Skins can go out, run the table, 5-0 to end the season, and put us in the playoffs. And I'll tell you the truth, it wouldn't hurt a bit if Oakland could help us out a little bit and knock off the Giants. I'd love to be in the playoffs, but I'd love to be there even more as the NFC East Division champs. All right, Skins fans, that's going to do it for the roundup this week. Be sure to join us right back here next week, same bat time, same bat channel, for a look back at what we are hoping is a Redskins win in Philly and a Dallas loss just to put the icing on the cake. Until then, as always, this is your man, Big T, saying, hail to the Redskins! Fight on till you have won, sons of Washington. Rock!